I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking up one of our favorite Cajun dishes, gumbo.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 63 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to be chatting about gumbo.
Gumbo is a dish with a rich history, and one of the first things you will notice when you go down the rabbit hole of the mini gumbo variations is that the dish can be either Creole or Cajun style. Today we're cooking a Cajun style gumbo, with the main variation being that it is cooked using a dark roux.
The first known reference to gumbo was found by historian Gwendolyn Midloe Hall. The reference appeared in a handwritten transcription of an interrogation of a 50-year-old slave named Kamba, which took place in New Orleans in 1764. During the interrogation, which had to do with the theft of a pig and some clothes by other slaves, she was asked if she had given a slave named Lewis gumbo, to which she replied, yes.
Gumbo is a dish that grew from the culinary traditions of three distinct groups: Native Americans, Africans, and Europeans. Early 19th century recipes showed a soup base of okra and tomato, and the word gumbo is thought to be derived from the central Bantu word for okra. This Bantu dialect is spoken in West Africa, which was the homeland of many of the slaves that were brought to Louisiana during the slave trade.
There are, however, still some debates about the origin of the word gumbo. While the Bantu word for okra closely resembles the term, so does the Choctaw word for sassafras, and ground sassafras is a common thickener for gumbo. But no matter whose language gave us the name for the dish, it took the culinary traditions of many to develop the recipe. The French are known for cooking with roux, which is the base of many soups and stews, including gumbo. While the native tribes local to Louisiana were known for using ground-up sassafras in their cooking and introduced this technique to the French. Finally, the Cajun people, who were of French origin, seasoned original Creole versions of gumbo, inventing a darker version of the dish that has many of the flavors the Cajun food is known for, including those bold, spicy flavors derived from cayenne pepper.
As you can probably tell, there is no right way to make gumbo. There are simply too many variations to contend with. Instead, there are only two rules for making the dish, and those are: it must always be served over rice, and it must be thickened with something, whether that is a traditional dark roux or ground up sassafras, or something else entirely. The dish itself can handle large amounts of variety, so different proteins such as chicken and sausage, or shrimp and crab, or even another mixture is perfectly okay. And if anything, it gives you a great reason to cook several varieties to find out which one you like best.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com Teaching Kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, today we're going to be cooking a grilled chicken and andouille gumbo in celebration of Mardi Gras. So we're going to start off this cook by grilling off our chicken, and then we'll start to build our roux and then get into the gumbo itself. Now, today I'm using chicken thighs, bone-in chicken thighs. I happen to really like the darker meat for these kinds of soups. I think that the chicken holds up a little bit better. I'm going to be seasoning these with a Cajun seasoning that we'll be sure to include the recipe for, and I'll be sure to include that recipe over at KMUW.org. And first, we're going to hit this with just a little bit of spray duck fat, really anything to get the seasoning to stick. And we'll give our chicken thighs a dusting of our Cajun seasoning. So nice red color on this, just a little bit of heat to it and some great herbs in there. Get both sides seasoned up. Underneath on the meat, we'll go on top of the skin as well. On the top sides, again, a little bit of duck fat to coat the surface and a pretty generous seasoning with the Cajun seasoning. All right, so we'll let these set up for just a minute, just to let that rub kind of tack up, and then we'll take them out to the grill. Now we've got our grill set up for direct grilling today so that we can get some nice color on the outside of these chicken thighs, but I've also got an indirect cooking zone so that I can move these off to the side once we get all the color that we want to finish cooking to a proper internal temperature or proper doneness. We're looking for about 165 on the internal temperature of these thighs today. I'm gonna close up the grill and just let these cook away. We'll flip them over when we get some nice color. Next, we're going to start working on building that roux. And with a gumbo, we're going to do a nice dark red-brown roux. But this is something that you have to really pay close attention to. You're going to want a whisk and a wooden spoon because we're going to be moving this thing constantly to make sure that it doesn't scorch. Now, the ingredients for a roux are really basic. It's just equal parts fat and flour. In this case, we're going to be using vegetable oil for our fat today. So now that the skillet is nice and hot, I'm going to put down a half cup of vegetable oil. And I'm going to let that oil come up to where it's just about smoking before I add the flour in. Now, before you get started on cooking your brew, you're going to want to make sure that you have your Holy Trinity on the side ready to go. And that would be our onion, green bell pepper, and celery. Because what we're going to do is we're going to build this roux to the proper color, and then we're going to turn the heat off and throw in our cold vegetables to slow and stop that cooking process so that we don't overcook our roux. All right, we're just starting to see a little bit of smoke come off the oil, so I'm going to sprinkle in our flour slowly, and then get in there with your whisk and start moving it around. So we're over a medium heat right now, and we can adjust that if we need to. Turn it down if it gets to where we're scorching, turn it up if it's moving too slow. But we're just going to keep this thing moving. You want to make sure you don't see any black flecks in here, because that means you've scorched the roux and it's going to be really bitter. If you do that, just go ahead and throw it out and start over. I'm going to increase the heat just a little bit because this looks like it could go a little bit faster. And you're really going to notice the aroma changes. At the beginning, it's got this sort of raw flour aroma to it. But as the flour is cooked, it gets this nutty characteristic that comes off of it and slowly starts to brown the roux. All right, we've been whisking away for a couple minutes now. The roux is really starting to thicken and also darken to more of a tan color. And now even a little bit beyond that. So I'm just turning the heat down a little bit to control this. I want to keep on moving this because it's going to go fast if we get that heat too high. But yeah, now the aroma's really changed. It's a very nutty aroma. We're approaching a darker color, closer to that red-brown that we're going for. And just before you feel like you're there, go ahead and turn off that heat, grab your veggies, toss them in the skillet. Now I'm just going to grab my wooden spoon, start to move things around. And again, these cool veggies are going to stop the cooking process on our roux and also start to soften up those vegetables. Incredible aroma coming off this right now. So no heat now, just for a minute or two. Make sure we've got this under control. But then we can come back at it with just some very low heat to make sure we get our veggies softened. Now the other thing I've got going on here is here on the stovetop or on your grill, wherever you're cooking, over the fire we have a 5.5-quart Dutch oven. It's got 2 quarts of chicken stock in it. And that's where we're going to continue to build this gumbo. All right, I'm bringing the heat back on just a little bit for the veggies now. And we'll let these cook for probably 2 to 5 minutes just over low heat until they're kind of softened. All right, now back here out at the grill, we've got some really beautiful color on our chicken, some nice char, starting to firm up a little bit. But this isn't fully cooked yet, so I'm going to move this off to an indirect cooking area so that there's no direct flame underneath it, because we've got about, 30 to 40 degrees to go on the internal temperature before these are fully cooked. So we'll just let that cook away at about 500 degrees indirect heat. So just moving the veggies around to make sure, once again, no scorching going on. Even over low heat, we want to be careful of that. And I got to tell you, just the combination of that Holy Trinity with the brown roux, the aromas are incredible. Now the onions are softened. They're starting to look translucent. I'm going to turn the heat off here on the roux and the veggie mixture. And then next to it, we have those 2 quarts of chicken stock that are now coming up to a simmer. And here's the plan. We're going to take 1 spoonful of our roux and our veggie mixture, pop it in this hot stock. And then you just want to stir until it's all the way incorporated. So we'll just continue to work this roux and veggie mixture into the hot stock, 1 spoonful at a time, stirring and even whisking if you need to make sure you don't have any clumps. All right, we're down to that last spoonful of the roux mixture. Our soup is at a simmer now, just whisking everything in. We want this to be simmering away, but not boiling away, kind of gently simmering. And this is going to cook and thicken over the next 20 minutes or so. What we're also going to do to add some extra flavor to that is add about 1 teaspoon of minced garlic. How about 2 teaspoons? And 1 pound of diced andouille sausage. All right, so stabilize that at a gentle simmer, and we'll let it cook away for about 20 minutes. In the meanwhile, we can go get our chicken breasts off of the grill, debone, and dice those as well. All right, we've got all of our chicken up to 165 now. Really great color on the outside. We're going to remove these from the grill and take them inside where we can debone and dice the meat. All right, well, I've pulled all this chicken away from the bones. We discarded of the bones. And now I'm just dicing up the last little bit of it here into bite-sized pieces. And then we're going to transfer all of this diced chicken over to that simmering pot. We want to give this just about 5 to 10 minutes for those chicken flavors to mix with everything else that's going on in there. Some of that Cajun seasoning can kind of soak into our gumbo. All right, our soup's been simmering away for about 10 more minutes now. That chicken is nice and warm. We can see that those flecks of char have come off the chicken and have made their way around the soup, which is really going to add some interesting depth to our gumbo. So all that's left to do now is to serve this up. And of course, in order to do that, we're going to need a little rice. So I like to take a little bowl of rice, turn it out into a large soup bowl, and then just spoon your gumbo around the rice. Maybe top it off with a little bit of parsley.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show. And a big thank you to Mary-Kate Alexander for doing the research for this episode.
As always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up Johnny Cakes on the grill.